board took no action. So at this point, you know, they still have time to make some other decisions and determine what they do.
That's Muncie Community School Superintendent Stephen Ball. At the last scheduled school board meeting of the year Tuesday night, board members took no action on his employment contract with the school district. Board President Debbie Fike says that is because of the uncertain future the district is facing.
Tomorrow is the DUOB meeting, so there hasn't been much clarity about our authority. It's all pending.
DUAB, or the Distressed Unit Appeals Board, is the state entity that decides if the state government will fully take over the district. Fike says the school board is evaluating Ball and will determine if they will offer him an extension to his contract. That contract expires on June 30th, 2018, but automatically renews for a year if the board takes no action by January 1st. Fike says she does not know if the school board or a state-appointed emergency manager will have final say in his contract. If Ball is granted an extension, a public hearing will be held to discuss it. But Fike wanted to make something clear about that hearing.
We must conduct a public hearing, not about his merits as a superintendent, but about the content of the contract. And I think there's confusion in the community about what that meeting might entail.
Ball is being sued by a former employee who claims he made racist, sexist, and intimidating remarks in the workplace. The district and the school board are also named in the lawsuit. On Tuesday night, Ball said he would not comment on the issue. In Muncie, Tony Sandleben, IPR News.